indigenous women in Boki speak out against illegal logging in the endangered Cross River Forest Reserve. A new wave of destruction is occurring in the Cross River Forest Reserve, Nigeria's only remaining rainforest. Going to the forest of Cross River as a reporter to investigate growing deforestation in host communities is considered dangerous because illegal loggers possess noxious weapons and are especially hostile to anyone who questions their operations. Upon entrance of affected communities, logs caught in the forest are stacked on the deplorable roads leading to these communities, while some are covered with grass to hide the illegal wood. The impact of forest destruction is worrisome for Boki indigenous women. Recently, the Banyi Boki Women's Association has spoken out against illegal loggers and how they have been affected. Many have complained about their inability to harvest forest products and the destruction of their agricultural crops as a result of logging. Business owner and member of the community, Theresa Abang, decries the devastating impact of illegal logging on women.
If you go to our forest, they don't supposed to spoil everything. They went to this spot, but some, you will just see where person plant farm. They will go by the name of team and they will find money. They will cost it as people first, spot vegetables, spot vegetables, spot cocoa, plant the same banana, and show everything when you just plant. Now, if you carry black farm, timber person carry person, friend of enter farm, he happens to the forest that there's no yaya. For them to go and appreciate
you, they will talk about it.
In a separate conversation with the public relations officer of Banyi Boki in Iran community, Maureen Osang says the situation is unacceptable to the Boki women and the entire indigenous communities because most of the people are forced to eat one type of food due to their inability to collect organic products from the forests.
Tire women of Boki, we are not happy about it at all. As a group, we've gone to the Boki local government chairman at the time, and we went round Boki from village to village. We spoke with the clan head, the entire community chiefs, the youth, and even the mothers. Because I won't say that in the nearest future, because the effect is already here. Aside from what a lot of people don't see, it's affecting us already. Mm-hmm. If you go to our communities before, as I was growing up as a child, we saw some elderly people, old men and women, that you will see them and be scared. But as we speak today, in my family, let me use my family, the oldest man in my family is 62 years. The entire family, we used to call it Ochikbe. And that Ochikbe is for people of 100 and above. People don't grow to that extent. Why? Because we don't have our local food product, our organic food any longer. And this organic food, we can only have it if we have our forest, like the cocoyam. You can't grow it in grassland. Like there's one type of beans, very rich beans. We call it, you don't grow it in grassland. We have one special kind of melon. We call it a sambi. It's grown only in the forest. And then a lot of mushrooms that we get from the forest. Before, we didn't have any business with all this bad meat, beef, cow meat and all that. We were just good to go with our local beans, that's dawadawa, and our mushroom. We don't have that any longer. Diabetes is like the waters in this community. Both young children, everybody, because why? We just eat one type of food now. It's just what we can grow in the grassland. Yam, water yam, cassava, and all that.
Boki women are not as powerful within the community. Decision-making is usually a male-dominated business, while women may express their opinion. Stella Dibang wants the traditional chiefs and the government to wade into the issue of illegal logging before it destroys every remaining product in the forest.
Women, they are not timber dealers. It's only men. They are more than women. So women, they have no power to stop. It's only men they can stop. They can talk in the village so that they can stop it. So that is why they are every day. When a woman rise, they will say the woman has no power to talk. When a woman rise against the logging, we went to chief. So the chief said that they should hold on, that they will discuss about it. Now, he has nothing now to do, so they should wait so that they will discuss about it. So that is why we are waiting, so that the chief can decide, so that we can talk again, because they are a woman, they have no power in the village.
The sound of the chainsaw is alarming and could be heard day and night through Boki communities. Although His Royal Highness Ata Otu Fredalin Akandu, the traditional leader of Boki, was able to stop illegal logging in Olom community.
It is in Boki that you have all these terrible, better, endangered species like gorillas, the drill monkeys, the chimpanzees, and what have you, in the mountain there. But today, the song, the power chain song, are sounding left and right, front and back, from morning to 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, up to 2 o'clock at night. I was wondering, you can imagine the sound of a power chain song. When a power chain song is sounding, you can't sleep. You can't, except you are suffering from epilepsy. You can't sleep, you see. So in fact, I said, why? Why? And I discovered that what we were gaining is no more. We used to go to the forest. We picked much room where our people, our mothers were preparing soup. There was no Maggi. There was nothing like anything. What we have to prepare, what our people were preparing soup was those much room, assorted much room, both from palm trees, from the ground. But today is no more because the forest has been deforested. More soil has entered. You can't get those things again. Even the snail I'm talking to, you can't get them again. You enter the forest, you for the whole day, you can't see one sleep of much room. Nothing like that. And even the drinking water that we are drinking, we go to the forest, you are thirsty, you go there, you put your mouth, you drink, and it gives more than the water that is brought from fridge. But today is no more. It's no more. Why? Because of the deforestation. So I called a meeting. I called a meeting in my community. I called all the chiefs. I said, from today henceforth, no timber logging should continue. As long as this community is concerned. But both of us, we agreed. And we put everything down. So any chief that would embrace any logger into this community has a fine of 500,000. Yes, it was written, agreed, and written, signed. That's how we started.
The Cross River government, under the leadership of Ben Ayade, launched a joint task force comprising security agencies and forest conservation experts to help curb the excesses of illegal loggers in the rain and mangrove forests. But members of Banyi Boki say the government has neglected ongoing deforestation in the tropical forests. This story is produced with support by the Rainforest Journalism Fund in partnership with the Pulitzer Center.